We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Budweiser's weekday sports beat continues on Sports Radio 960 AM WSBT. Got a new contributor to the show, Ryan Roberts, IrishBreakdown.com. He's going to talk some Notre Dame football recruiting. And now, if you check out Ryan's Twitter handle, I don't have it written down. I should have written it down here, Ryan. But it's something to do with Rising Draft, correct?
You got it exactly. It's Rise and Draft. So
okay.
You remembered it perfectly.
All right. And you do a lot of NFL draft type coverage as well with that. And we'll talk about some of that here in a minute. But you do a little bit of both, right?
Yeah. I mean, my roots are kind of in the NFL draft sphere. And then I was lucky enough to do a little contributing with Brian, obviously, over at Irish Breakdown. So when they had a recruiting analyst or director of recruiting opening position, I really wanted to take him up on it. So I dip my toes now in the NFL draft and recruiting world, which is, you know, a little insane to say the least, but it keeps
especially
you on my
this
toes.
Time of year.
Oh yeah. I mean, NFL draft next week. And then, you know, obviously I'm going to be in town this weekend for the Blue Gold game with a lot of recruits on campus. So
yeah.
It's going to be a hectic couple weeks for sure.
All right. Sounds good. Well, let's just jump into it then.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Like you said, you're coming in for the Blue Gold game this weekend, and yes, the weather is supposed to be a lot nicer this weekend. So who are those some of the more well-known, both committed and uncommitted players who are going to be here, who maybe you'll be talking to this weekend?
Yeah, it's a really, I mean, I applaud the Notre Dame staff because obviously the blue gold game is a big spectacle for not only, you know, just kind of the commencement of what has been a traditionally a really good spring practice session, but also you're getting a lot of really popular and big name recruits on campus. I mean, I think it starts with the commits. The only committed current commit that Notre Dame has that is not expected to be there is Cooper Flanagan, the tight end out of De La Salle in California, who just visited recently. He'll be back again the June 10th weekend. But, I mean, they have Keon Keeley that's going to be on campus, the great defensive end out of Florida. They got Brendan Vernon, the Ohio defensive end. Drake Bowen's going to be there. Adon Schuler out of New Jersey. Peyton Bowen, the safety out of Texas. Preston Zinter, the most recent commitment out of the state of Massachusetts, linebacker. And Cedric Irvin Jr. is also going to be there on campus this weekend, the running back out of Florida. So they had all the commits outside of Cooper there. Really talented list, man. Like, there's a couple great wide receivers on campus that are uncommitted. Jaden Greathouse out of the state of Texas as well. Rodney Gallagher of Pennsylvania, who's more of a dual threat quarterback actually for Laurel Highlands, but he's a really explosive, fantastic receiver. And there's, I mean, it's really exciting because I think Notre Dame's staff has gotten obviously off to a great start on the trail, especially on the defensive side of the football. They have a lot of great offensive players that are scheduled to be on campus. Those wide receivers I mentioned, Jaden Lamar, the running back out of Washington, is a really talented football player. And they got a trio of really talented offensive linemen they're scheduled to be there. Sullivan Absher and Austin Saraveld. Saraveld's out of Ohio, a big Ohio State, Notre Dame and Alabama battle for him. Monroe Freeling out of the state of South Carolina, and then Sullivan Absher out of North Carolina. So a lot of really talented players, both 2023 and 2024 alike. But I'm especially interested in seeing how they do with the offensive lineman and the wide receiver recruiting as far as 2023 that's going to be on campus, because they currently don't have a commit in either the offensive line or the wide receivers for the class, but they have a lot of talent that's coming in. So I think it's going to be a really exciting weekend for Notre Dame.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously the wide receiver position is such a priority, such an area of need right now. So I think everyone's kind of anxious about that.
Yeah. I mean, I went up to the spring practice that was open to the media a few weeks ago. And I mean, it's really easy to get excited about guys like Lorenzo Styles and Deion Colsey, who was limited to that. But like you're saying, I mean, there is a depth issue, obviously, especially with Joe Wilkins being out now with the injury. Avery Davis is coming back from an injury. So there's just not a lot of great numbers. I mean, you got Tobias Merriweather obviously coming in for the fall semester. But right now, the numbers at wide receiver just aren't great. The talent level is. But I think that obviously the priority in this class is like they want to get at least a good four really good wide receivers in this group. So it's definitely a priority to get not only numbers but talent in that wide receiver room for 2023.
Yep, absolutely. Ryan Roberts with us from IrishBreakdown.com. The corner, Justin Rhett, decommitted over the weekend. How much should Irish fans be wringing their hands about that decommitment right now?
I mean, Sean, there's a lot of layers to it, right? Because, I mean, Justin Rhett is first and foremost a very talented player. You know, he's a top 100 pretty much consensus across the board, depending on what recruiting platform you look at. I think he has top 50 upside. I mean, he is legitimate 6'1", 190 pounds, runs 4.4 verified in the 40-yard dash. So he's a really talented player, and he's coming out of Bishop Gorman. That's obviously historically over the last like 10 or 15 years, it produces a lot of talent, obviously, for the collegiate level. So it's a loss. It absolutely is. So I've had to talk, a few Notre Dame fans off the ledge over the last couple of days, and I completely understand it because that was your only corner that you had committed in the class. And it's an important class for cornerbacks as far as getting good quality depth. So it's definitely a loss. There's no doubt about it. But I think Notre Dame is in better position for a couple corners than maybe the fans would realize right now. I mean, they have really good relationship right now with Micah Tees out of the state of Oklahoma, Booker T. Washington. Micah Bell is a guy out of Texas that has just come out kind of onto the scene with Notre Dame. Only got his official offer in March, so they haven't been on him a ton of time. But, I mean, he's a dynamic 23-6 long jumper, 10-6 100-meter guy who could potentially play offense as well on the college level. So there's a couple guys to be excited about. They're still kicking the tires, obviously, with Christian Gray, who they like a ton out of the Desmet. St. Louis area. So they're in a good spot, I think, with a couple corners in the class. But I mean, losing Justin Rhett definitely hurts. I'm not going to sit here and say like losing a talented player to that caliber doesn't hurt at all. But I think Notre Dame can rebound, and I think that they're in a good position for a few other talented corners.
All right, let's shift gears, talk a little NFL draft. And again, the draft, first round of the draft is a week from Thursday. And then, of course, we'll continue through Friday and Saturday next week. But Kyle Hamilton, all the early talk was about him going in the top 10 of the draft. And then the 40 time, the combine, and all that stuff, and you've seen maybe a little bit of movement in where his projections are. So what do you see maybe as his potential landing spots right now with just a little bit more than a week to go?
Yeah, I mean, I still think he has a very good opportunity to go in the top 10. I've been on record to say that I think that the clock truly starts at number 3 to the Houston Texans. I have no idea what they're going to be doing. I think Detroit's either going to take a gamble on Malik Willis, the quarterback out of Liberty, or take one of the edge rushers, whether that's Trayvon Walker or Kayvon Thibodeau, if they kind of do a full circle on him. But I really do think that the Houston Texans are a team that could surprise someone and take Kyle that early. But even if they do not, I still think, I mean, you got the New York Giants that have 2 picks in that top 10. You have the New York Jets at 4-10. I really think that number 10 overall is kind of the floor. But I've talked to a few guys like Jordan Reed from ESPN and Connor Rogers from Bleacher Report, you know, pretty recently about the whole situation. And they seem to think that number 11 to the Washington Commanders is the absolute floor for him. So there's a slight possibility he falls out of the top 10, but I think some people are kind of just overblowing the 40 time because 4.59 for 6'4 and an eighth, 220 pounds with 33-inch arms is still a historically good time for that size. So I think it was overblown slightly. And ultimately, I think he still goes top 10, but there is a slight chance that he might get to 11, depending on how people value, obviously, the safety position nowadays.
Well, I mean, that frame and those long, you know, he covers a lot of ground, obviously. And like it, I went back and looked at some comps like Cam Chancellor. Guys like him are all in that kind of range, you know, where of Kyle Hamilton's 40 times. So it's not like his, you know, that automatically disqualifies him and he's not going to be a good NFL player because of that.
Yeah, well, I actually did the same thing, Sean. I after the combine performance, because I know there was just a little bit of overreaction, I actually went down to some of the historical comps. Cam Chancellor's a good one that you mentioned. When if you go back way back, you can go to Kenny Easley that used to play with the Seahawks. You can go to guys like Steve Atwater back in the day. You can go to guys more recently, obviously like Sean Taylor in the early 2000s. That was
right,
a similar
Taylor's
size profile.
One, yeah.
Yep, Obi Melifonwu was a guy that obviously did not pan out. It's very similar size. J'Ron Curse is the most recent out of Clemson. So the fact of the matter is that there's not a lot of guys that you can point to with the same size because Kyle Hamilton's still a unicorn, man. Like, You don't see guys every year need that size profile. Like, it just is a rare thing. And then, I mean, in 2020 speaking, he played single high free safety on 55% of the snaps, you know? So he's a rare dude. And you just have to flip on the Florida State game and watch the couple interceptions he had to just kind of be aware that, like, there's no real speed concerns with Kyle Hamilton. He's a special athlete on the back end. Durability is the only thing that I think people can genuinely point to and say, like, you know, he has been banged up over the last couple years. Like, that's something that you can't really avoid. But from a talent perspective, size, speed combination, I think that you're just overthinking Kyle Hamilton if you're too harsh in that 40 time, honestly.
I would have to agree with that.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy? Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Kevin Austin, Kyren Williams, probably, you know, like between Hamilton and those two, those are the big three. So who do you think is off the board as the second Notre Dame player picked?
Before the combine, I would have said Kyren Williams very easily. I think that both him and Austin are going to be picked in relatively the same spot. I think that if Kyren tested pretty well, he had a chance to go somewhere in the second round. Like, I think I was pretty safe. But with the, I mean, and no, you know, no lack of context to it. 194 pounds for Kyren at the combine, running 4.65 and only a 32-inch vert. Like, it's just not good times. You know, yeah. It's not good testing overall. So he is going to dip a little bit. I think he's going to be somewhere third to fourth round. I don't think he falls past the fourth round because I just think the film is too good, you know, and he's a guy in today's game where the pass receiving, the pass blocking, it just gives you such a baseline of traits and such a high floor. So I still think he goes somewhere third, fourth round. But I think Kevin Austin with the performance he had, you know, 39-inch vert and 4.43 in the 40 and 11-foot broad and the silly short shuttle and three-cone numbers, I think he's in the same range. So if you had to ask me today, I actually would probably pick Kevin Austin. I think someone is going to draft him a lot earlier than people anticipate. I think he's somewhere as a prospect between Chase Claypool, who went in the second round, and then Miles Boykin, I think, believe went in either the late third or somewhere in the fourth round. I think he's a better prospect coming out than a Miles Boykin, not quite as good as a Chase Claypool. So I would not be shocked if he sneaks somewhere on day two in the third round, because I think that the talent is obviously there. It's always just been about consistency with Kevin Austin.
Now, I've seen some mocks that only have those three guys get picked. Do you think it's just those three, or do they get more than that drafted?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a weird conversation. Like, I really trust Dane Brugler, obviously, over at The Athletic. I think he's, like, one of the best in the business, and he's really tapped in pretty consistently. But I am really on the wavelength that I think that Jack Cohn is a shoe-in to get drafted. I really do. I think sixth, seventh round, I think someone's going to pull the trigger. Because, I mean, just in my opinion, he has kind of aced this pre-draft process. He obviously had a good ending to his Notre Dame season.
Yeah.
But then he goes to the Shrine Bowl out in Las Vegas, and he was the best quarterback. I mean, he literally won the best quarterback award, and I watched every single snap of those practices and in the game, and he was the best quarterback there, man. Like he definitely was. And it's not a great quarterback class, too, which I think lends into his chances of getting drafted. So tested better than I think some people thought. I mean, he had as high a vertical as Treylon Burks, the potential first-round wide receiver out of Arkansas. So I think that Jack is just a very solid player. Obviously, I don't think that he's a guy that will necessarily go very – I don't think he has high upside as a starting player at the NFL level, but I think he has a really nice baseline. For me, he's a guy that you blink your eyes – 6 to 7 years go by, and Jack Cohn's just been kind of sticking around in the NFL as a backup. Like, that's what I see with Jack. So I think he gets drafted. The question mark that I have is Myron Tungavaloa-Mosa. It's a tough one, man. I've talked to some people that really like him. I've talked to some people that kind of think he's a tweener, right? Yeah. And there's going to be a conversation. What's his best fit? Is he a perfect fit as an edge? Can he bulk up and maintain weight enough to play inside? Because that was kind of an issue with him in Notre Dame. So I think he's a very borderline player. If he does get drafted, it's going to be somewhere 6th to 7th round. But right now, I do think that Jack Cohn is going to end up getting drafted for Notre Dame.
Okay. All right. We'll be keeping an eye on that next week. And, of course, we'll talk more about the draft next week, as well as how the weekend goes with all these visitors coming in for the Blue Gold game this weekend. Ryan Roberts from IrishBreakdown.com. Great stuff. Appreciate your time, and good talking with you. Good to meet you this week. We'll talk to you more next week.
Absolutely, Sean. Appreciate you.
All right. Absolutely. Ryan Roberts, IrishBreakdown.com.